At the close of the 1990s, when the stock market was still bullish, Yale University economist Robert Shiller wrote a book called Irrational Exuberance. It was about overvalued stocks, and it warned of a stock market decline that would erase not just value, but dreams of nest eggs that would never stop growing and cushion the comfortable retirement of a generation. Well, in a second edition of that book, Professor Shiller has considered the irrationality of the real estate market. We should add that he's also a principal at a firm planning to market real estate securities. Welcome back to the program, Robert Shiller.
Hi.
First, stock prices. When you see a 3 or 4% decline in stock indexes following some disappointing quarterly earnings reports, do you say, no big deal, the market's just being rational for change, or do you suspect another big market decline in the offing?
Well, the stock market has always been a primarily psychological, the aggregate stock market, the ups and downs have never made any sense. And that's been true for over 100 years. It depends on people's willingness to buy. And it's very hard to understand the changes in psychology. But I do think that oil prices and the increases are starting to get people a little concerned, and maybe they're changing their attitudes. It could go either way, of course, but I still think there's a lot of downside in the stock market.
What about the real estate market? Does it ever make sense?
Well, it makes sense, of course, to buy a house to live in, and there are tax advantages to doing that. So in the long run, it's a sensible investment. But at this point of time, the market seems to be elevated by a general expectation of further price increases. And that's what I would call a bubble. When people are buying for expectations that prices will go up further, that's an unstable situation.
You dispute in the second edition of your book what seems to be commonsensical, that the real estate market that, say, I live in near Washington, D.C., is different from the one in Chicago or New Orleans. You say there actually is a national real estate market.
To some extent, there is, because even though the regional differences are very important, sometimes the market moves over the whole country, and that's what's happening right now. Although it is much stronger in glamour cities than in glamour vacation areas, even the non-glamorous areas are starting to get the contagion.
You warned us 5 years ago that what goes up irrationally eventually goes down, and it usually stays down irrationally long as a result. Can you imagine a national real estate bear market in which prices decline and stay down for a long time?
Well, absolutely. Although I should say that the cities that are really vulnerable are the ones that have been volatile, the ones that have gone up a lot, and the glamour cities. You know, if you live in a city that hasn't had much movement, then there's probably nothing much to worry about.
I remember when we talked back in 2000, and I remember in the book you'd written about something which seemed irrelevant to the stock market, victory in the Cold War, was one of the factors that seemed to power the irrational exuberance for stocks. Is there some similar great national self-confidence or lack of it that drives up real estate prices?
I believe that you say the victory in the Cold War. I think it's the development of capitalist institutions, as represented by George Bush's ownership society, but is also represented by movements all over the world, that right now people are fearful that we're living in a very capitalist world and that everybody had better watch out for their investments. And I think that this has created a desire to invest in the home. It's a sense that if I don't, the people are worried that home prices will get away from them, and nobody is going to take care of them if the home prices get out of reach.
Well, Robert Shiller, thanks very much for talking with us once again.
It's a pleasure.
Professor Robert Shiller of Yale University, who is the author of Irrational Exuberance, now in its second edition.